USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the U.S. Supreme Court recently blocked President Trump's efforts to end the Obama-era DACA immigration policy that protects young illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids, he's promising to sign what he calls a very big executive order on it very soon.
I'm going to take care of DACA much better than the Democrats did. The Democrats had their chance, and they blew it.
Mr. Trump did not elaborate on what the order will say. In that exclusive interview with CBS, he also said the U.S. immigration system will be a mess if former VP Joe Biden wins the White House in November. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is hospitalized again in Baltimore. The 87-year-old admitted on Monday night after feeling chills and a fever, and then she underwent a procedure, according to a statement from the High Court. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Jeff Sessions is accepting defeat in the fight to get his old U.S. Senate seat back. The former attorney general conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election yesterday.
He is our Republican nominee. We must stand behind him in November.
President Trump backed Tuberville over his former AG because Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation. Tuberville will face off against Senator Doug Jones in November. The creators of Glee are honoring actress Naya Rivera. They said in a statement yesterday the actress was special and that it was a joy to work with one of the most gifted actresses they'd ever come across. Following Rivera's drowning in a Southern California lake last week, the three said they'll be creating a college fund for her four-year-old son. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The CDC is now calling on everybody in America to put on a face mask to help slow the spread of coronavirus. CDC leader is writing an editorial that appeared yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association, arguing studies show that masking can lead to the U.S. getting the outbreak under control. The U.S. military is withdrawing from 5 bases in Afghanistan, slashing the number of troops in the country as part of a deal with the Taliban. The Pentagon says the bases will be handed over to Afghan partners, and more than 8,000 soldiers will stay in the country for now. The U.S. signed the agreement with the Taliban in late February in an effort to end nearly 2 decades of war. Prosecutors say Ghislaine Maxwell pretended to be a journalist when she secretly bought her New Hampshire mansion hideaway during the British socialite's arraignment and bail hearing yesterday. Details of her whereabouts were divulged by officials. Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend pleading not guilty to sex crimes as she appeared via video conference from Brooklyn. She faces 4 counts related to child sex trafficking and 2 counts of perjury. And Shaquille O'Neal, quick to help those in need, seen in Gainesville, Florida yesterday, helping stranded motorists along I-75. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.